What do they say? Out of the filter into the fire, isn't that it? Yeah, well, I've just left Filter Cork, the coffee place that I'm in love with, on South George's Quay in Cork. That's another story made remarkable by a piece of video by a man who you can find on Audioboo and other places called Roger Overall. Anyway, if you put in Filter into Google and put in Filter Cork video, you'll find out where I'm talking about. So I've left the filter and I'm heading out into the city, and I'm heading for a meeting with Jonathan Am, my business partner, the co-founder of Change Agents Branding. So into the fire, and the fire in my mind is really a conference that he and I are going to speak at in Dublin at the end of this month. And it's called Digital Summit. And it's actually on Twitter as @digital_summit. It's a conference being put on by the main business newspaper in Ireland, the Sunday Business Post. And they have a sort of commercial wing. They run events, conferences. And I'm running into people here on the street. I'm walking across a bridge in Cork, a pedestrian bridge on a gloriously sunny day. Yeah, so back to the storyline. The storyline is about this digital conference and summit. And we're going to speak there. The two of us, we're doing a double act. Now, all the other speakers, with one possible exception, are single individuals who are going to, I imagine, stand up behind a podium and deliver a very impressive, or as impressive as they can, spiel. And they'll have slides and they will make points, and people will be the wiser after listening to them. And it'll be a very conventional conference, I'm assuming. That'll be the structure. There's a program, a published program, and people will be able to pick from various streams who they want to go and listen to. And there will be a bit of a question and answer at the end of each presentation, or at the end of each group of presentations. I think we're on pretty early in the morning. I think we're actually on about 9:20 in the morning, when, you know, half the people will be half awake and the other half will be half asleep. Anyway, that's the prospect. So the fire in my mind is about what's it going to be like to go on a stage on a sold-out event called Digital Summit and speak. And we've been a bit provocative in the title of our contribution. And the title of the contribution was invented before any of the content of the presentation was invented, because you have to submit the title for your presentation well in advance. And the next thing we have to do in the next couple of days is present the slides that go along with it, if any. Interesting question, are we going to use any slides at all? I'm not going to reveal the answer to that yet. But the key point is that we are going into a fiery situation. It'll be 700 people there. There will be people in the audience who might well decide, God, I wouldn't hire those guys with a barge pole. Their company sounds dreadful. You know, if that's the way they think, I don't want anything to do with them. And actually, secretly, although you can't say this really publicly, that's what I hope the vast majority of the audience will feel like. That's a little bit provocative, so I better clarify it a little bit. If the result of the presentation was that every person in the hall came queuing up to sign up for the services that Change Agent Branding provide, you know, we'd be destroyed as a company. We wouldn't have the capacity and the ability to deliver, and we'd have a whole load of seriously disappointed people who would go around saying, these crowd of people stood up there, attracted me, and now I can't get to them at all. So we definitely don't want to attract too many people to... That's a bus, by the way, from Bus Éireann. don't compete with a bus, basically, if you're making a podcast while walking along the street. Yeah, so, oh, there's another bus. That's another bus from Bus Aaron. Anyway, that one's a lot quieter. So yeah, we daren't attract too many people. What we would, pretty obviously, and I, excuse me, crossing the road, what we would most obviously is, we would attract a few people, a few businesses, a few people in the room will say to themselves, ah, they're the guys I want to talk to. Or else they'll go, curious about them, like to know a little bit more about them. Now, we can't have too many people wanting to know more about us, who want to speak to us. We can easily take the entire conference going onto our blog, signing up for our newsletter. We've no problem doing that at all, right? That's scalable. We can take 1,000% increase in interest in our company with ease. And we can actually serve that interest with comparative ease, because I've just finished writing a blog post and, well, pretty obvious stuff. Any number of people can read that. And the day when our website crashes due to overwhelming demand, well, that'll be a great success day. I won't be worried about that. Anyway, it's a million miles away, even as a humorous thought. So, back to the issue. How to discourage the vast majority of people in the room from being interested in talking to us, taking our time, and especially from wanting to do business with us. That's the reason why I'm going to have a conversation with Jonathan today. And we'll see what that leads to. Anyway, thanks very much for listening. Any number of people can listen to this particular piece of audio, you see, so there's no difficulty about that. The more people who it's shared with and tweeted on to and put on Facebook pages and shared via Google Plus and sent off via email to people, the better, as far as I'm concerned, you know, the more totally shareable. It's the face-to-face and working time that is the interesting challenge. You have to kind of be able to restrict that. Otherwise, you have to grow your capacity at an alarming rate, which is a ridiculous thing to do. Okay, all the best. Bye-bye for now.